Question 5. Now listen to a conversation between two students. Hey, Jill. You look stressed out. What's going on?
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm stressed. There's a big group project coming up next week in one of my classes. I'm expected to speak in front of a room full of other students.
Oh, that's right. You hate speaking in front of crowds.
Yeah, it makes me really nervous. I always do badly.
Well, is there any way that your group could do all the presenting for you? I mean, you could do most of the research and writing for the project. Then you would have done a fair share of the work and could just let other members of your group do the speaking.
Well, I've considered it. I'm pretty sure that the professor would notice, though. It could hurt my grade, even if I did a lot of research.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt your grade, that's for sure. How about you just do a lot of preparation for the speaking?
What do you mean?
Well, get your speaking portion ready far in advance. Then just practice it a lot until it's basically second nature to you. That way, you'll know it by heart and won't have to worry about messing up.
It's a good idea, but I've done that in the past, and it just hasn't worked. I still get really nervous and mess up.
Well, I don't know what else to suggest. I hope you can figure it out. Good luck, Jill.
Thanks for the recommendations. I'll let you know how it goes.
The students discuss two possible solutions to the woman's problem. Describe the problem. Then state which of the two solutions you prefer and explain why.